This hour, as we continue chatting with MR Gorga, we are going to take your phone calls here on Coast to Coast. We'll let him finish up his story about that entity that was crawling all over him, and then we'll get to your calls on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, MR Gorga with us. His website is his Facebook account, linked up at Coast to Coast AM, and his book is called Demons Among Us. MR, let's get into that story again. I'm dying to figure out how you got rid of this thing.
Okay. Well, this black thing, a black hooded figure, was looming over my bed, and it was about to its hand and claws clawing up my chest towards my throat with this inebriating power that just kind of takes away your speech and it immobilizes you for a minute. And then finally, when I was able to come to and I was able to speak and get a word out, I called on the name of Jesus. And when I called on Jesus's name, this thing just vanished like a mist. It looked like it was just like droplets of dew kind of like folding into itself. And it just vanished away like a mist. So it was by the power that's in his name that was able to cast out this demonic force.
As soon as you invoke the name, that was it.
That was it. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, exactly, because that's how powerful the
name
is.
What if you're not religious, and can you still do that? What do you think?
You can, but you run the risk of getting torn to shreds, because there's a story in the Bible where the sons of Sceva, this man named Sceva, and they said they saw the Apostle Paul cast out demons out of people, and so they thought they could do it as well. And so there was a demon-possessed person, and this guy says, you know, in the name of Jesus, who Paul preaches, you know, come out of the man. And the demon spoke, and he said, Paul I know, and Jesus I know, but who are you?
Yeah.
And then they decided to tear this guy to shreds. You know, he's a bloody mess by the end of the whole ordeal. Because he didn't have faith in the name of Jesus. He was just saying, hey, the Jesus who Paul preaches, you know? So there was really no faith. So there has to be faith in Christ in order to have power over demonic forces. And Jesus gives that power because he says, I give you all the authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and all the power of the enemy. So he's really equipped those who believe in him with this incredible supernatural power.
Now, people who come to you with these stories, these demonic stories, how do you know they're not a little schizophrenic or have some kind of mental illness?
Yeah, that's a really great question. I people have been experiencing these types of things since the beginning of time. And if you take every person from every time period, from every civilization, it's mathematically impossible that every single one of these persons was schizophrenic or crazy. And I talk a little bit about this in the book, that, you know, there's a place for psychology, psychiatrics, and mental health, but I do believe that there is a great portion of people, there is a spiritual a demonic component to some of these cases, and that these people are trying to treat these people with pharmaceuticals and psychotropics,
yep,
pharmaceuticals, and they're trying to treat a spiritual condition with natural and chemical means, and these people are never going to be set free. So it's time to start taking this thing a little bit more seriously, other than tagging people with the name of crazy or insane or schizophrenic. It's time to start taking, I think, this a little more seriously, that there are spiritual forces at work in people's lives.
Calls are rolling in here for you, MR, so let's start taking a few of them. Well, let's go to Joe in Monterey, California to get started. Hey, Joseph, go ahead.
Thank you, George.
Sure.
I think the word he was looking for is spiritual emergency.
Hmm.
Okay. When people go through a shock, a very strong shock of trauma, and they open themselves up to higher vibrations, it's hard to deal with, and they go through what apparently looks like insanity because they're hearing voices communicating. Psychic abilities come flooding in, and a lot of other things from the subconscious mind. So it's difficult to become balanced and master that. So that's they need people that understand that, and the medical profession doesn't deal with that at all. I wanted to ask: have there been any historical writings of any kind where a person had a conversation with a demon during exorcism or before they exorcise them?
That's an interesting question. I don't know, MR, if anybody's had a conversation with a demon.
I'm sure there has been. It's just really not highly recommended. First of all, these are highly intelligent, supremely malevolent, superb lying creatures. So if you decide to speak to them, everything's going to be a lie. And second of all, you really run the risk of getting beat down and torn to shreds, if not seduced, oppressed, or depressed, or possessed, I mean. And so it's really not a recommended thing to enter into the conversation with a demon.
And the lie, of course, is set up to capture your soul any way it can, I would guess.
Yeah, it's meant to some way enslave you, entrap you, and deceive you into accepting some form of evil, even if that evil looks good.
Next up, we go to Cheryl in Missouri. Welcome to the program. Hi, Cheryl.
Hey, George. How you doing, man?
Okay, thanks.
Cool beans. And hi, Michael Gorga.
Hello.
My mom lost it several times, and she would run around the house, like, screaming about demons, that kind of thing. She asked me to read the Bible to her to help her calm down.
Mm-hmm. Did it work?
Religion, like you said, it did. It did. She would be calm. Religion is a huge influence. It's like it's that kind of thing. So that's all I have to say.
Well, you're right. Religion is a huge thing. Or spirituality. Isn't it not one and the same, MR?
It depends. There's many, many facets of, spirituality. I mean, if you want to, talk about all the spiritual things there are, Eastern philosophies and Eastern mysticism. But it's only in the name of Jesus where you have you have been given authority over these demonic forces.
Next up, we go to first-time caller Rudy in the country of Mexico. Hello, Rudy. Thanks for calling.
Yes. I've been a long-time listener since the Art Bell days.
Thank you.
Anyway, I got a couple real quick stories that I can tell you. What happened to me here in Mexico, where I'm at right now, is laying out there on a nice warm night, and all of a sudden, this tall figure comes walking up the stairs with a tall hat on, and I knew what to say when I saw him right away. I wasn't scared. I just said, in the name of Jesus, you got to go. And he went into a spiral of smoke.
Jeez.
Wow.
Spiral of smoke, and he went poof.
Wow.
Good thing you knew what to say. My gosh.
I don't know what his name was, but he was the hat man, whatever you call him. Also, when I was at home about 20-some years ago, I woke up and I saw the old hag. And I went to swing at her with my right arm, and she went into a spiral smoke, too. It went poof.
Have you heard of the old hag syndrome, MR?
Yeah, they kind of chalk that up to a sleep paralysis. I think they just try to put a name on something they really don't explain, understand what it is. I've had many and many of experiences with this. I call them like suppressions, and oftentimes it comes with a midnight strangling with invisible hands. I've had many, many times where that chest suppression had happened. And the reason why it's not sleep paralysis is because the room fills with fear. The room fills with a dark fear and this dark power that comes along with it. So it's not just, oh, I'm having a bad dream, I'm having this or I'm having that. You literally sense an entity in the room, and you sense it enter. I mean, you sense it.
You feel leave. It.
You, yeah. I mean, it is everywhere at once. I mean, it is an unbelievable experience, and that's why I think they just try to put a scientific spin on something they don't understand.
And welcome to Coast to Coast. M.R. Gorga is with us. His book is Demons Among Us. Let's go to you, Dora, in New Jersey, Jersey City. Hello there, Dora.
Hello, George. Hello to your I want to say the name, Dora. Okay, hello to your guest.
Just say M.R.
Hello.
M.R.?
Hello. M.R., yes.
Well, George, I will try to condense the most I can. You cut when you want.
Okay.
Okay. Try to remember. I told before, when I came from Cuba, I was working in a house, and I started dreaming with a lady that told me was Marilyn Monroe.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
She was not my idol, I told you. Well, she kept coming. And she told me she want the picture of the how she looked in there. It was a black dress. And she said, the picture is in New York. You will be there. Okay, now I am in New York. I'm in my aunt's house. I am raising a boy that is not my family put the boy on me. Okay, now. I got the picture already. Ben Stern. You know Bernstein? It was the picture by Bernstein, The Last Stand. The woman in the dream, it was just like the picture.
Ah.
Okay, I got the picture in my aunt's house. My aunt was very strange. Okay, I dream with Marilyn. Remember, I am condensing. Okay, Marilyn say, Dora, you are going to get some money. I said, where? I was thinking, no, where? My aunt was taking all my money. She said the boy take it too much and whatever. And she was giving me food from the trash can of the market. So I want to get out there, but I didn't have no money to get out. So this is the dream. It's a right away I'm going to finish. Marilyn said, Dora, you are going to get some money. Grab that money. Get a bus and get out of here. She is one of the witches of Salem. That is what Marilyn said in the dream. The money coming, and I didn't know what was. My aunt won that thing. I said, what is that? You are in contact. It was my first income tax.
How much money? How much money did you get?
$75 in those years.
$75?
Uh-huh, $75. So I say, well, she say, well, sign. And I say, let me take outside for a little while. I'm going to take a walk. When I come back with the ticket. And I come back to Los Angeles. Marilyn always say Los Angeles was her home. Thank you very much. I hope you understood what I say.
And Dora, this week we're talking about Marilyn Monroe next week, so make sure you're listening to the program. Who knows when you make your phone call, okay? Now, not quite a demonic story, MR, but I got to tell you, spirits work in strange ways, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Well, you know, we live in a very, very supernatural world, and there are deceiving spirits out there that have power to speak into people's lives. And, you know, when people use those things through fortune telling or calling on the dead and things of that nature. And this is where one of the great deceptions lies, is that we think that we're hearing from, you know, from these spirits, but they're hearing from demons. And they are not without power. They're not without knowledge. Right. And so people can channel these things to have some form of supernatural knowledge.
Next up, we're going to go to one of our listeners, MR, who had his foot in the grave about several months ago, and we're so glad he's doing much better. Cornelius, hello there in Louisiana.
Hey, George and Mr. MR, how y'all are there?
We're doing fine, and you are too, I hope.
Oh, yeah. Mr. MR, I was on deathbed in May, but because of Coast to Coast and some other prayers and stuff like that, I had 1,000 or above 1,000 sugar. So I was I was just almost with Art Bell.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we're glad that you're still well among the living.
Yeah, but I wanted to hit you, and I tell you, I told Tommy he's got Tommy Tunes now with Connie Willis and stuff. He came up with some great tunes, and you do too, George. You got the best music in the world and bumper music.
Thank you.
And ZZ Top was coming here for a concert, but I don't know if they're going to make it.
They still might make it. They're going to get a backup for Dusty Hill, and I think that it's going to happen.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, they're supposed to come here next month.
They'll be there.
But anyway, what I wanted to hit you with, Mr. MR, I'm the God, Guns, and Gold man, the Bible, Bullets, and Beans man. If you read in the Bible, people that are Christians and believe in the Jewish Jesus, Psalm 91, the Lord's Prayer, and then I look at Proverbs. You got the Proverbs. Today is the 29th. I know it hadn't made it over there in Los Angeles. I think y'all are still in the 28th. But I look at all of that, and there's a movie, not a movie, but a show on CBS called Evil. And I don't know if any of the callers or listeners had ever heard of that show, but it'll be back on this fall.
You're a day behind, Cornelius, by the way. We're headed for 30th pretty soon.
Yeah, right. That's where y'all, the 29th for y'all, but it's already at 30th here in the Central Time
Zone. Right. You said the 28th.
I'm behind. I'm sorry, George.
He's calling from the future.
Yeah, that's right. He's a day ahead of us.
Evil. Have you seen Evil?
I have not.
Okay, but it's a show on CBS, and it's a good show. It seems like these movies and stuff and these shows on TV is like preparing us and stuff. And, George, I salute y'all, and God bless y'all. Y'all have a nice night.
All right,
Thank you.
A few comments there, little MR, and yep. We're going to take more calls when we come back after the break. But since you've been doing this, let's talk about Demons Among Us. Where do people get this brand-new book?
Well, they could get it on Amazon. It's available in Kindle and paperback versions, and right now I have a special going for the Kindle version for $3.71, so it's affordable for everybody. And you can just, plug it into Amazon and it'll come up, and it's actually made some really, big strides. It's the number one, became the number one new release in 10 categories. So they're really going to be able to get their hands on a truly one of a kind book on demons.
Are you still getting demonic situations?
Oh yeah, they happen all the time. And especially when when you put out a book like this, what happens is you just expose all of their plans and schemes, and they don't want that. So I really have a target on my back.
Yeah, you got to be careful. You never know what they're up to, you know?
That's the truth.
Okay, stay with us. We're going to come back in a moment with final calls with MR Gorga on Coast to Coast AM. Next hour, investigative reporter Cheryl Jones joins us to talk about birds that are literally dropping dead out of the sky. It's one of the strangest stories I've ever heard. And then in our final hour, we'll open up the phone lines, open lines with Cheryl Jones here on Coast to Coast. And welcome back. George Norrie with you. MR Gorga with us, his book, Demons Among Us. MR, how does somebody shield themselves from a demon?
Well, yeah, that's a really great question. As mentioned before, it's only by the power of Jesus that one is able to really stand against the forces of darkness and these evil demonic entities and demons. Any other method, it's just falls short. You can't chant them away. You can't burn enough sage to get them away or any such thing. victory and overcoming demonic forces. It's only done in the name of Jesus. And in order to do that, you need somebody greater than the demons themselves, and that's the man, Christ Jesus.
Does it work all the time?
Oh, without fail. There's such authority and power in his name that people don't realize that what's the amazing power or gift that Jesus gives to his believers, it works without fail. There's power in the name of Jesus.
Well, it's good to know that. Now, what if somebody, though, is on the fence and says, it's not going to work, not going to work. Oh, okay, Jesus, go ahead. What's going to happen?
Well, it might end up like the sons of Sceva, or it depends on where your faith is. If you just say, all right, let me just try this Jesus name thing, well, then you run the risk of being torn to shreds. But if your faith and your belief is in that, you know, you are a believer in him and believe he can do this, then yes, then you will have that power. And I'm not saying you will never face demons or never get attacked, but he equips you with the armor you need to overcome them.
Interesting. Have you always felt that way?
No. No.
But what got you there?
I guess I was at a period in my life where I was just, you know, there's a period in your life, there's an emptiness, a void in my life, in my heart. And
sure, you could feel it.
And yeah. And then I became a believer in Jesus, and you know, he fills that spot.
Let's go back to the calls. West of the Rockies, Melody is with us in Yermo, California. Hi, Mel, go ahead.
Hi there. Good to hear both of you. MR, you're perfect. Whatever you're saying is absolutely the truth. And I wanted to say that I was offered a vacation, a cottage up in the beautiful coastal city of California. Mm-hmm. And I took a friend with me. The friend that loaned me the cabin said, just take care of my cat and you can have it. So we drove to this city, and on the way I pulled into a forested kind of a road next to where this cabin was. And I drove out right away. There was something terribly wrong in there. And I asked my Christian friends who were from that city later, what was going on with that road? And they said, police officers won't even go in there. There's so much witchcraft going on. They find animal corpses all the time from whatever their deal was they were doing. So anyway, that night, first of all, the car that we took, it was my friend's car, and it absolutely quit when we got there. And I didn't know how we were going to get out or how much it was going to cost to fix it. But we went to bed, and I looked over at one of the windows in the house, and there were these red, fiery entities, a bunch of them, trying to get in the window. And I'm shy, kind of. But believe me, I was calling on the name of Jesus and just praying like crazy because I was scared. Jesus was never scared by demons. He tormented them.
That's right.
They absolutely were terrified by Jesus. And
yes.
And they, ironically, they were the only people around that knew who he was, even his own disciples for a while. Didn't really get it. Most people didn't get it, but they knew, and they would say, "Why have you come to torment us before time? Don't send us back to hell. Don't, you know, whatever."
That's right.
So,
that's right. Have you come before the time to torment us? Yes.
Yes. So, then my friend said, "Wow, you were really, you were really praying there." And I said, "Yeah, because of this and this." And she said, well, Ellen, by the way, the car is going to work now perfectly because I saw some angels out there working on it. And I said, did you go outside? She said, no, but I saw them. It's going to work. So we left the next morning. The car not only worked, it worked for so many years that she finally just gave it away.
That's an amazing story.
And it was still working.
Wow.
So what I think about all the spirits that have gone out into the world, as one of the Bible writers said, things work. The spirits work things. They work seances. They work mediums. They work all kind of sorcery and witchcraft and tarot card readings and divination and conjurers, and they work all kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But just because they work doesn't mean you should cozy up to them and promote them in any kind of way or join them. That's in the Bible from the start to the finish.
Mm-hmm.
It's time. I think it's really time for us to choose and not halt between two opinions, one of which is going to get you either lost forever or in a very bad way. Mm-hmm. Or you can say, I'm totally in for Jesus. That's it.
Well, we do have free will, don't we, MR?
We absolutely have free will. God given us given it to us to choose. Will we love him or will we not love him? So, you know, he's given that free will to us. So you can reject or you can accept who Jesus is and what he offers.
Next up, let's go to Ray in Phoenix, Arizona. Hello, Raymond. Go ahead.
Hello, George. I've been waiting to talk to you a long time. Been listening to you since the days of Art Bell.
Well, thank you, Ray.
Anyway, I've been suffering at the hands of these paranormal for 4.5 years.
Oh, my. What happened? How did this first happen?
They blew in through the air conditioner vent underneath. It woke me up, and they were bumping the couch and everything, and I've never been able to get rid of them since.
What are some of the horrible things they do to you?
Well, they've punctured me. They've left a sigil on my left leg. They've done many punctures on me. They sliced my calf on the right leg.
Oh, my God.
Which I later took a picture and zoomed in on it, and it was actually a whole bunch of puncture marks close together. They just did it in lightning speed.
MR, what do you recommend for him?
I recommend that he be saved by Jesus. I recommend that you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and then he will give you and grant you the power to drive these demons out.
Is that a slam dunk guarantee?
It depends on what your heart condition is. I mean, if if you say, okay, I'll just accept this Jesus thing, well, no. I mean, you really got to, want him. You know, not everybody wants him. So, but you have to want him, and he knows who wants him or not, right? And so if you're serious, I would recommend repenting, getting right with God through Jesus Christ, and then he will give you the authority that I spoke of to overcome demonic forces.
Ray, in these 4 years, have you tried to invoke the name of Jesus or anything like that?
I've used the name Yeshua, because I felt like there wasn't a J in the ancient Hebrew language. But I did have a question.
Sure.
Because I have dreams of premonition that are remarkably accurate, and dreams of end times. Could these things be after me because perhaps I play a role? I think these things are affiliated with the Antichrist.
Well, you might be right there.
I think the Antichrist will do miracles, like move his hand, and I know these things can move things, so it'll look like he's doing it, but these things will be what's doing it, because he'll be the authority over them. And I wanted to know what MR thought of that.
All right, MR, give it a try.
So what is the exact question?
About the Antichrist. Could it be the Antichrist behind these demons?
Well, the Antichrist is a person who will be animated and driven by Satan.
And I don't think he's here yet, is he? In terms of authority.
Well, no, he hasn't risen to power. The way things are looking, it looks as though he's somewhere on the stage, like the stage is set for his arrival, because he institutes a one-world monetary system. And as you can look, you could see this is really where we're headed. You know, and one world government, one world monetary system, you know, one super religion. So it looks like the stage is being set for him to come. The Antichrist is a political leader, and he's going to come in peaceably. No one's really going to say, there's not going to be anything about it says, hey, that's the Antichrist, because he's not coming in with horns and a pitchfork. He's coming in, it says, as a lamb.
He tricks you.
He tricks you, yes.
And as he said, he invokes the name Yeshua, but nothing happened.
It depends where your faith is.
Okay. So what do you recommend he do?
That he is not saved. The Bible talks about being born again, being born from above, accepting Jesus into your heart, believe with your heart and confess with your tongue that Jesus Christ is Lord, you will be saved.
Next up, Joe in Long Island, New York. Hello, Joseph. Go ahead.
Yeah, Amar. I'm thinking of a couple of concepts. One would be the woman caught in adultery. Jesus let her go, in a sense. You know, he who throws the first stone, committed no sin, throw the first stone. Mm-hmm. Well, Satan would be, I believe, perpetually accusatory. And then if you look at Jesus in the desert, it seemed like I offer you half the world. Like, Satan does have apparently legitimate offerings, you know, so maybe the catch comes a little bit later.
Well, it does. He comes and he gives you, he tempts a side of Jesus where he was tempted with all kinds of stuff. So Jesus was tempted with bread to eat. He was tempted with all the kingdoms of the world, you know, and the like. So he did get tempted in that 40 days of fasting in the desert. But for people and individuals like you and I, he tempts us with the same stuff he's always tempted with: money, wealth, power, fame, you know, things that whatever your chief desire is, that's what he's going to tempt you with. And there's a story in the book in the second chapter about the possession story where, you know, this young maid was being tempted with all kinds of things, and he has never stopped he never changes his playbook.
Are you happy about the future for everybody, MR?
For everybody?
Most people.
No, the Bible says that things are going to grow worse and worse. So, so for those who don't have, you know, a relationship with God, no, it's a very, very grim future, because you're going to accept the Antichrist. You're going to be part of this system, and you're going to be, you know, easily misled. People like to think that they would never be misled, but they are easily misled. I think, you know, this past couple of years has really proved it. It's a very grim future. But for the people who believe in Christ and believe in God, they know the end of the book. And the end of the book is that, you know, the return of Christ, the promise of heaven, you know, and so we have a glorious future. And those without do not.
As we run out of time, MR, let people know about your Facebook, if you would, first.
Sure. You can reach out to me at MR Gorga on Facebook. Should I give the Instagram as well? Or?
Oh, yeah, sure. Go ahead. Yeah,
you can reach out to me there at m.r.gorga. So I'm also on Facebook and Instagram. And the book can be found on Amazon.
And the book, of course, is called Demons Among Us. Is there a part two coming?
I hope not, because I don't want to keep experiencing these experiences. But if they do continue, there will definitely be a part two. But I am working on some other things, screenplays and another book of fiction that is going to be, you know, supernatural horrors that I have in the works.
Well, we can be safely assured you're protected, right?
I am protected. Yes, I'm not saying that it's, I'm never going to get attacked because it does happen, you know, often, more often than not. But I am protected. I've been given power and authority over them. So as long as I, you know, I wield the authority given to me, I will, you know, overcome.
MR, thanks for being on the program. Keep in touch with us, okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
Up next, investigative reporter Cheryl Jones with the story of birds dropping dead from the skies.